So, Brother Luis, Tuesday night he shared a testimony that started a whole avalanche of testimonies all over the place, and I withheld mine because there's so many already going, but this is a situation that goes back to, ties in with another testimony I've been working on for all this year that is the biggest testimony I've ever undertaken to do, and so it's so lengthy I'm going to write it down in a book form for the young people. It's my version of Choosing of a Bride, and it's how God led me to my wife. So I wanted to share that with the young people. But as part of that testimony, it ties in with this shorter testimony this afternoon. It goes back to when I was 16 years old in the Baptist church. I hadn't heard of the message yet. And our youth pastor there strongly emphasized Matthew 6:33 on us, young people, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so one of the things he introduced to us was an idea of a holy matrimony and what a marriage should consist of. Since God instituted it, it should include God, not just the husband and wife. And so from 16 years old, that's what I set out to do, was to find a wife that would be a Christian as I was, and that together we could have this threefold cord with Christ being the centerfold, the center cord of that marriage. In other words, if I seek God in my private time and my wife seeks God in her private time, we grow closer to God that way individually. How much more could we if we did that collectively in our marriage? So we read our Bible together and pray together every day. That's what I sought out for when I was 16 years old to find, was a girl that could, with me, fulfill that. You know, the scripture says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So then when I found my wife, when I found Gabby, long before we got married, I mentioned that idea to her, and I said, are you interested in fulfilling that? Do you agree with me that that's not only a good idea, but that it's vital? And she said, certainly I do. And actually, she was so ecstatic about it that she had the idea of starting it now, and we were still courting before we even got engaged and married. She said, well, why don't we start it on the phone, because we have Tennessee dividing us. You know, she was in Kentucky, I was in Georgia. So every night we'd read and pray together on the phone. And then I began to realize we were entering into a new dimension that I'd never taken. The bride lives below her privileges. There's one part in our little sack of what we were given as the bride that I wasn't utilizing yet, because I came into the message as a loner. I came into the message, you know, without my Baptist family. I left them behind. So I had Brother Wade to call on, Brother Dale, and then Brother Gary. I called on the phone often for mentorship, but I didn't have anybody right by my side to agree together. And in Matthew 18, there's three verses right there together that talk about what sort of things you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. And what sort of loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. If any two shall agree, such anything they shall ask on earth, it'll be given them by my Father in heaven. And that where two or three are gathered in my name, they'll be in their midst. There's so much power when the bride or any two people come into agreement about something that we take that for granted. You know, they're gathered in the upper room in one heart, one mind, one accord, and wonderful things happen. So all throughout our 8 years of marriage so far, we've seen this over and over again. When we just simply needed to find some keys, like Brother Luis, find a toy of our kids, we'd stop and pray. After we made diligent search, we'd stop and pray and say, God, we can't find this. We agree together. And almost instantly, it always turns up. The other day, about 2 weeks ago, we saw the most miraculous instance of that. I was driving a truck somewhere 60 miles away from Gabby. We were separated by a great distance. Doesn't matter to God. And she called me and said, I can't find a pacifier. I said, well, what do you want me to do? I'm driving a truck. And she said, and then I thought, well, like that song says, I can pray. Until the walls come down, I can pray. Until the pacifier is found, I can pray. So I started praying. When I said amen, I'm not a prophet, and I don't see visions, but this thought, the first thought came to my mind is of where the pastor was at. I wasn't at home. I said, Gabby, go look behind the couch. She said, I've already looked there. I said, go look again. And there, she said, I found the passy. Of all things. And now, that's God. Absolutely. Without a doubt. That's the most miraculous instance of that I've seen. But, you know, Brother Luis, Sister Christine were separated by that distance of, in the Mall of Georgia, a great distance, but they were in one heart, one mind, they were one accord, agreeing together, and they found those keys. So powerful. And then the last thing I want to say is this. In 2005, this is a whole different thing, but, well, it's along the same line. In 2005, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and I bled awfully bad till I was anemic. For about 6 months, I got very weak. And the Lord healed me from it, because it wasn't the medicine. I don't remember exactly how I remembered, how I figured that out at the time. I think I'd come off the medicine on my own, and it didn't make any difference. Well, the Lord healed me from it. For 8 years, I had not a symptom of it until 2013, and we were on a vacation, and it showed up again. Now, I'm going to say this. It's running my family. My grandpa died, not of it, but died with it. Some kind of ulcerative, bleeding ulcers in the colon. All right. My sister's had Crohn's for 20 years. The devil's lie is that because of that, I have to have it. That's a lie. When your family is diagnosed with something, you don't have to partake of it. That's a lie. And I'm calling Satan on his bluff. I do not have ulcerative colitis. And I'm asking you all to agree with me on that. We're agreeing together. And furthermore, my kids don't have to have it. Mercy does not have any problems with her vows. In the name of Jesus Christ, y'all agree with me. Thank you. God bless you.
Let's stand back up. Maybe I should have read this first. It says, Mercy's going to see a gastrointestinal doctor in Atlanta this Friday to see what is bothering her stomach. Please pray for her. So that was part of it. Then he said, also, I have a testimony. So probably should have said that first. I'm sorry, Rhino. Sister Johnny?
Oh, no.
Oh. Usually this means you got something to say, sis. Oh. Also a member, Sister Gwen. Brother Joe had to take her home this morning. She's stomach messed up, so remember that. Sister Regina, will you please call me? Is this, I guess that's an old one. It says, please call me up for a testimony. I must have been the other day. I'm sorry. Also remember, Angie Brown had a request this morning. Sister Susan's brother, she lost a brother last night, so remember that. And also Brother Mark's sick. And glad to have Sister Jeannie with us. She's been sick through operation. Glad Brother Larry brought her today, and she didn't have to drive by herself. So we're glad for that. We're glad she's doing well, though. So just remember that. I know we all have... Amen. Remember Kathy and Ray. Remember all the ones that are traveling. Brother Dick, Sister Gail, Brother Bob and Monica, and some of the other ones are traveling. So just be with them and bless them. Keep them safe on the road.
Brother Chris, I don't know what the problem is, but he would be in here or something.
Remember Brother Chris also. I'm sure he's traveling or whatever he's doing. So just remember that. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon. Lord, be with the ones that may be traveling on the highways, Lord. You know where they're at, what they're doing. Just come down and bless them. Be with them. Be with the ones that have been sick, that's had to leave here today, Lord, and whatever the situations are, just come down and bless them. Bless Mercy there, Lord. Everything will be well in their situation there, Lord, and their stomach problem go away. Lord, just be with the other requests, Lord, that was mentioned this morning, Lord. Loss of the loved one in Susan's family there, Lord. Just come down and comfort the family and many other ones that we know of that Brother Forney's friend there, Lord, passing away, the lady there, Lord. Just come down and bless him. Bless us all and the rest of the service. Be with Dad. Forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Hey, turn with me to Red Book 273.
A flat.
There's a name I love to hear. Amen.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how me. It tells me my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, yield sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow breaks apart the none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Turn over 3:14. Because he lives this afternoon. Amen. And he's God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he I can face tomorrow, yes, sir, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lived. How sweet to hold a newborn baby, amen, and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross a river, I'll fight life's fight, a war with pain. And then as change gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I know he lives. Let's all stand, we'll take up the offering. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future and life is worth the living. Yes, because he, Brother Colin, could you help me this afternoon? Amen. Remember Brother Mark. You may be seated. Sister Barbara has a song this afternoon. If you'll sit back and enjoy. Amen.
Said you'd come and share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear. For those tears I died, your goodness so great, I can't understand. And dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. I know you're here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. Savior, you are. thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.
Sister Esther has a special for us this afternoon. Amen.
Thank you.
going to have to set another chair out. Amen?
Amen.
Let's all stand. We'll get ready to change over the service.
Amen.
And that's a two-in-one. That's an organ and a piano together. Harmonica, a few things, maybe three. Glory. Appreciate the specials, always. Give your talent to the Lord. Amen. When was your birthday? Open the eyes of my heart.
Indeed. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Amen. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
See him, don't you? Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn where we read this morning from Ephesians 1, and then we'll go to Job 14. Ephesians 1, Job 14. Really enjoyed the singing and the music and everything. It was really great. I just wish I could play something like that. I can't do that. I have to preach. It just is something for everybody, I reckon. So we have to do something. I'll just do my part and you do yours. That's what I always told Brother Dick. I said, I'll make an agreement with you. You lead singing and I'll do the preaching. You just don't do the preaching, I ain't going to lead singing. So we'll take care of that problem. Amen. Just remember, Dick and Sister Gail, they're on a cruise and everything. And so having a good time, we're sure on that. And remember, I know Brother Bob and his family's missing today, and remember them and all the others just traveling, different ones that are not here for different reasons and things. So just pray that the Lord would bless. Amen. Remember now this coming Saturday, Bible study, 6 o'clock. Come and be with us. We have a good time fellowshipping together, eating popcorn and talking about the Lord. So that's just the best thing to be doing, isn't it? So come and be with us and have a good time in the Lord with us. And then remember the Christmas time together. Our Christmas dinner will be on the 13th. So come and be with us for that. And we have a good time in that. And then remember on that Sunday, there will be no evening service. Now, don't get your Wednesdays mixed up. We're back on schedule for this coming Wednesday. Okay? We just flopped off. We had a Tuesday before we could have your Thanksgiving. So hope you enjoyed it. I know it took a lot of effort for the turkey, but at least we all made it through. And maybe the Lord can give him something out of, you know, for us in being there with us or something, because we had a good time. Amen? Amen. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements. Anything else? Okay. So it'll be Ephesians 1. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and your grace, Lord. Thank you for you. And we ask you to just come now and be with us and just have your way with each and every one of us. And let your loving grace be with us. forgive our sins and cover us by thy blood, bless each one, and Lord, that our hearts may be open to you and your word. We love you, we thank you, and we just pray that you would come here now and use your words that human beings can speak to each other, but yet you can break down in through there and speak to the soul of mankind to bring us to where we need to be. Have your way with each one of us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings, where in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will," what? To adopt us, bring us into the family and all of the things, "according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted," what? "After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that," now notice that, "Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." Remember what we're using that for. Because in those 11 verses that we've been reading covers the entire journey from before the world all the way through and on out, right? Okay, now let's go and see what Job had to say on a situation here. Let's go to Job 14. He says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months," now talking about mankind, right? He that's born of a woman. "Days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass." See, it's appointed unto man once to die. Right? Okay. "Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his days." You may be seated. The Lord had his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, try not to back up too much from the morning's message to try to just say a few things and then move on as we can with the message. All right? If you have any questions, I always say to you, because I am one person who loves questions and answers. I do that. I love them. I love to talk about the word of the Lord. I love to go through like we do at the Bible study, that we just sit there and somebody asks a question and we just talk about it. If don't, we're in the book of Romans that we've been for quite a while, and we're somewhere about the 10th or 11th, 12th chapter or something, that we just read a few verses and comment on it and go on. And I enjoy that. If it wasn't for the fact of just saying, well, we'll just do this, I would have questions just every service. I just say, okay, questions. Let's talk about this. Because really, that's what I'm doing. I'm just talking about what I see and the things that I try to understand. And I want you to see that. Now, what did we get into this morning? Talking about predestination made simple. And our thought this morning was, what? Of one blood, God created all man. We'll get back to that in a minute and continue on the thought. Of one blood. All right? Now, we know then that mankind in the fall, that it was in this part of Eve's mind through the spirit being of her that she became perverted first, and that brought death into the mind and things of mankind and made us to the basis that it even brought Adam to that situation when he agreed with her and went with her. And he even, that the scripture makes it plain that he wasn't deceived. But yet he still went with her in her thoughts. Now, I wouldn't have wanted it said it. Brother Ryan said they was back in the bushes having church. Well, was Adam back there saying, Eve, you're wrong. Eve, you're wrong. Eve, you're wrong. We done wrong. Eve, you're wrong. I don't think so. I'm blind. I don't think so. I think he was back there thinking, well, maybe she's right. Maybe she's right. You know. Maybe there's something in this. We've goofed up, so maybe there's something, you know. But, you know, see, whatever it is, we found this morning that it brought death into the mind of mankind, and it caused all of the high breeding, you know, all right? Caused high breeding to come into being. Now, what is high breeding? It is creeds and dogmas mix with the Word of God, and it will bring a hybrid product. 4:14, spoken words of original seed. All right. It'll bring us to a hybrid condition. Because what is hybrid? It's to mix two of the same species, you know, things. In other words, it's got to be in a species. All right. Do you understand this morning? Without saying a whole lot, you can't hybrid a dog and a cat. That doesn't work. It's got to be in a species or a family. All right? And maybe you're crazy. Maybe you don't think like I do. I like Tony's way of saying it. I said something out there this morning. He said, yep, see there what happened? Said, it brought AIDS. You know, because that's really what it brought, was AIDS. Because what is AIDS? It's just a destruction. He's using another word, but it's just a destruction of the immune system of mankind. And I liked what he was saying. But now think about it. If hybriding is to mix two things together, then as I said, the prophet said, the creeds of mankind, the dogmas of mankind, is mixed with the Word. That's what happened with Eve. All right. Then that brought death into the spiritual mind of mankind. Okay? Now, in that, then, being the hybrid, as I said, you can't mix a dog and a cat. It's got to be in the family. All right? But if it's in the dog family, it will mix. And it will, you know, be in that part. And that's where if Darwin would have just had a little sense and thought about it, but it was hidden in the Word of God from him, that he could have really done a lot of damage had he thought about the beast. All right. Now, getting to that in a minute. See, now, as I said, when you mingle two of the same species, but yet they're different in that they're not supposed to be brought together in that form, you're doing like taking popcorn, putting it together with big corn, and it comes down to be smaller grain corn. But just remember that in high breeding, it will never breed itself back. There is no way for it to breed itself back. You can keep trying to do this and do this and do that, and science says, well, we do. But just remember, it won't work because it brings death. All right? And see, that's what Eve done. She brought death upon the human race. Okay. Now, I want to deal with something on that about bringing death to the human race. Why Did it bring death to the human race? For Eve to disbelieve God. Why did it bring death to the human race? Because it brought the human race to that situation, like I said, Adam, then he starts disbelieving also. Right. It may have taken a while. It's all right, no problem. But after a while, Adam came up to the point that even though he wasn't deceived, but yet he was brought into a situation that he accepted those things as being true. And it made him perverted also in his spiritual being. And see, then by doing that, we know that Eve then could go to the point of the literal happening. All right? Because she was first perverted in her thinking. Gotten a man from the Lord. You remember, it's what she thought. All right? She thought she was fulfilling God's plan. Now, what else did she think? I mean, did she really think she was wrong? No, she thought she was helping God. She thought that that was what doing. Because remember, in theophany, God told Adam and Eve in theophany what? Multiply and replenish the earth. While they were in that 126, 27 man. So she knew, she remembered things, and she thought she was right. Okay, we could spend all afternoon bringing it to that. But now, think about it, because this is kind of where we dropped off. That Eve then, accepting that lie, then she went forth into the natural act that took place. All right? Now, in that, now, I ask you the same question. How did it happen that Eve, to do what she done, brought death upon the human race? You see why the Bible says in Adam we all die. See, if he hadn't have went that way, look what it took place. If Adam had not accepted those things and went with it, you can call it love for his wife. You can call it all kind of things. Be very careful about typing Christ in the church, because we don't want to use the wrong things to do much typing with. So be careful of your typing. Amen. All right? But it still is a fact that he did love her and he desired her to remain his wife. And then, you know, he had the literal act also with her and doing it. But why would it be that it would make it a hybrid? When a hybrid is the mixing of two, you know, things, it's not a hybrid mixing with a hybrid. It's two originals being brought together. True? And it produces then a hybrid. Okay, two originals, donkey, horse, brings a mule. All right, then in doing that, and as I said this morning, I caution you to remember, in high breeding also, it's not just a death. Because the mule can't reproduce itself, but it is a mule. And it works. It is something that was brought forth. It is a product that is brought into being. It's not just, you know, death. It takes the time for it to do. All right? Now, so then getting to the point. Do you need these that we had this morning where Brother Branham said that man wasn't made to die? He wasn't made to die. He was made to live. All right. And that he was a hybrid from the original. He said all of us are hybrid. Right. He said no matter whether he's priest, pope, who it is, we're all hybrid from the original. Well, I'm not a hybrid, bless God. My lineage is pure. Pure as what? Mama's the only one that knows who the baby belongs to. Is that blunt enough? The man don't know that that's his child. And a lot of times women don't know it because there's so much. Okay. We'll get off that. But listen. Man, then, why was he, if he wasn't made to die, why is it that he winds up a hybrid? I ask you the simple question. I love questions. I like to ask questions. Not to show how smart I am, but to try to get an answer. You know, if you don't ask questions, you can't get answers. Because nobody don't know what's on your mind. So, a lot of times the best question is another question, you know. And sometimes it'll bring an answer. All right. But are you with me now? Man is a hybrid. All men are hybrid. You said, no, no, now, Brother Dale, it wound up that Cain, I've got a quote here now, spoken word, read, or see. It wound up that Cain was a product of hybriding. I agree with you, that's right. But now, was Abel pure? No. How could he be pure? The only way Abel could be pure was to bend at Eve, not to be his mother. And my Bible said Eve's the mother of all living. So that solves the problem. Had Adam refused Eve, you know, and God took another rib and made another one, then you could talk about Abel being something worth something. But I ask you the question because that means it puts it to a point. If there wasn't something wrong with Abel, why did he offer the sacrifice? Simple question, simple answer. He offered the sacrifice because he was lost. Any problem? All right. See, then we want to look, though, at the hybrid and say Cain was hybrid. Well, how did you get anything else to be hybrid? You remember this morning that the beast was destroyed, so there's no more multiplication from the beast. Adam had sons and daughters. So you can't follow lines then. You know, you can't go down a lineage of this and a lineage of that. Because then you come down to Noah being the only one, and being that Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and that the whole human race comes from those three, which meant the whole human race come from Noah. True? Now what are you going to deal with a hybrid out of it? Unless you understand something. Right? Let you think about something for a little bit. Maybe you don't think like this, and I hope you don't never think like me anyway, but it's all right. But Eve, how is it that it wound up being a perverted thing? I've got the quotes. I'll read it to you in a minute, so don't go that away. Get it out ahead of time. Brother Brown calls Eve a hybrid. That's where we're kind of ending this morning. Now, how was she a hybrid? Did God make her wrong? Now, come on. You can't do that. So you got to read on down through the rest of it. In that same quote, Brother Brown said, Eve was a hybrider. She could not be a hybrid. She was only in hybrid in thinking of the way that she was not an original creation. Right?
Amen.
Come on. Eve was not an original creation. Right? She was in Adam. All right. Now, you can't use that word hybrid there in that basis. So Brother Branham is explaining what? That she was not an original creation. But remember, she was in Adam. In original creation. She was part of Adam.
Amen.
Do you see then the very things why Brother Branham emphasizes it so much? He said all the animals were created male and female. Male and female. Male and female. But he said, when you come to the human race, he said, you don't have that. He said, you have Eve and Adam. But remember now, she's a part of the original creation in Adam. She's not a creation of a creation. Okay. She was part of Adam in the original creation. Brother Branham said, in spirit, in theophany and things. You remember I gave you the quotes the other day? He said, and in literal, in other words, flesh. She was a part of Adam. She was not another creation. Now what was his emphasis he always made upon that? The other creations could not fall. Is that his emphasis? The other creations. Now, animals, they couldn't fall. All right? Now, I'm trying to get a point to you to where you'll understand something. But Eve, being part of Adam, she was the part of the original creation by being an Adam. Now, I'm quoting Brother Branham, so you know that's the truth. Where'd she come from? And being part of Adam in the original creation was the reason Satan could use her to bring down the creation. Okay. Now, by being of the same species is the only thing way anything can mingle. So we'll give the quotes in a minute where the Bible says that we read it there, you know, about he made of one, made all man of one. One flesh. One being. One human being. Right? You say, yeah, but there's a lineage of the beast. And there's a lineage of the man. We've heard Brother so-and-so explain this. Well, may I ask the question? Where is the other lineage? Do you realize what I'm saying? The beast, whether you like it or not, is your brother. Now come on. Come on. You was with me this morning, so don't get lost now. You cannot mix a dog and a cat. True? Got to be a horse and a donkey. Got to be one race, one doings. All right. If you agree then, see then Eve was part of Adam. And you know what? The beast. Now you can smile now, okay? The beast had to be part of the human race. Or how else are you going to make it? If the beast was made of one blood, and man was made of one blood, and those bloods were different, they would not mingle. No more than a monkey and a human being. What species, what group are you going to put the beast in? Well, Brother Dale, you're sure making me think. I hope you will. Are you going to make a species out of the beast? You know, chimpanzee, monkey, dog, cat, beast, human. You just messed up your entire Bible. Because you can't hybrid the monkey to the man. And if the beast was not in the human family of genetic bloods or what you want to call it or anything, if it was not of that one blood, it wouldn't mix. Oh, it would do like Tony was talking about. It'd give you AIDS. But it wouldn't give you a baby. You know how AIDS come to pies? Women with monkeys. That's been proven where it started in some of these countries now. Sorry to be blunt, but it's true. Go check it out. Huh? But are you following me? It's got to be the same species. That's what I was trying to get this morning. Dogs will mix with dogs. That's a species. It doesn't matter if it's a hound, a beagle, or a whatever it is. It's a species. It's a group. It's a breed. It's whatever. You know, your thoughts. But see, how far are we along in the line of thinking? Do we think that God created monkeys, he created this, he got to the monkey, and then he created a beast as an animal, and then he created man. You don't even have any record in Genesis of the creation of the beast, so come on, get off of it. Am I right? There is no lineage of the beast. There's a lineage of the monkey. Made all the animals. Was the beast just an animal? Come on, don't get too excited. Brother Brown said we ain't nothing but just a higher form of animal. So forget all that. He said, but Brother Dale, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to get you to see what the fall of mankind is really has really was in the beginning and is still here right now. Because how are you going to know what to be redeemed from if you don't know what you fell from? Why did Jesus, I'm quoting Brother Branham, I'll look at it, okay? Why did Jesus have to become a man that came through the womb of a woman? Why couldn't he be created on a rock? Am I right? Jesus had to come through. And how would you like for me to say what Brother Branham says? He said that's the reason he died. I'll read it in a minute. Now, he ain't talking about being wrong, is he? He came that way where he could die. Amen. But by coming through the woman, can anything, Job said, clean, come out of an unclean thing. No. So then Adam. Now we got to pull this together because listening. Adam was one man, but inside of Adam was Eve. Eve was taken from Adam. She's part of the original creation. Now that's not contrary to Brother Branham. That's exactly the way he's explaining it. She is not an original creation like was made with the animals. In the animals, they were made male and female, original creations. Separate. But of the same species form. But when it come to Eve, she was in Adam, part of Adam. You right? When she was put in flesh, who she was? Who was she? She was Adam. That's what the Bible calls them. Called their name Adam. All right? Remember the point, though. If we are a human race, how could the beast be an animal race and mingle? I ask you to think of it. Explain it to me. That would be two races. They won't mix. And the Bible wouldn't be right. Did he made all man of one blood? Remember, it's got to be in the blood. The reason the monkey won't mix with a man, what? Different blood. What is the seed of man? Highly congealed blood. See, we're going to tie together something. I hope if we don't, we'll get it Wednesday night. Do you even know of this much? That the woman not having a seed. Right. Is that true? Woman don't have a seed. But what does she have? She has an egg.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
She supplies the egg.
That's right.
The male supplies the germination, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You know where your body comes from? You want scientific proof, and then you want me to read it from the prophet, or do you believe it? The body is produced by the egg. We got a nurse sitting back here. She can talk to you about it. The egg is what brings the body. It's a multiplication of that egg by the germ from the male that brings the body into being. Now you're learning where the seed of the serpent's at. You're learning what happened in the garden and what it was. She mixed her seed. Right. Her egg.
That's right.
With the beast. Now if the beast hadn't been of the same blood, it wouldn't mix. If it had not been in the same blood, it couldn't mix with it. Won't mix with a monkey. Different blood. Well, Brother Dale, I never thought about the beast. Well, what race are you going to put him in? Where are you going to put the old boy? I mean, you got to have him there for a little while. But listen. Where was that egg before Eve brought it forth? It was in Adam. Because Adam was both male and female.
Right?
Are you with me, church? Adam was the original creation, and Eve was a part of Adam in original creation. When she was taken from Adam, the ability to bring forth that egg was brought to the feminine part, making a woman. Now, I don't know this. Brother Maloney used to quote it. He said the original translation verifies that a woman is a man with a womb to reproduce himself. Now, don't go crazy on that. That it's a man with a... Don't just get it what it's saying. All right? It's a womb. What was it? The womb was to reproduce the man, right? That's what it was needed to bring forth that into doing. But Job says, there can't nothing good come out of a that thing. Man that's born of a woman is a few days. Why? Because she got ahead of the plan of God. And the beast was there through using Satan to talk with him and deal with him. And the beast had to be a part of our bloodline. Or it would not have mixed. I'm no scientist, got a little sense. You're going to have to make a species out of that beast somewhere and try to isolate him to himself, and you can't do that. You can't make it that way. You got to have that beast as part of the bloodline to where the blood will mix. Okay? Then you got it to where Eve, being a part of Adam, Eve was part of the human race. Eve, part of the human race. Is there any problem with that? So she had to be a part of Adam to be a part of the human race. Because you only got the one bloodline. All right? Not another creation.
Amen.
The other creations couldn't fall. Eve was made not to fall. She wasn't made to fall. She was made with the ability to fall. And take the whole human race and make us all, now maybe you ain't following me, you wasn't listening this morning to tie it together this afternoon. Just remember, high breeding is the problem. Now remember what high breeding is. The mingling of two species of the same species, which was not originally made to be brought that way. Nothing wrong with popcorn, nothing wrong with big corn, right? You hybrid it by putting the two together and you get you a good ear of corn to eat today. But still, it'll kill you. It's death in the pot. What Eve done? See, she, when she came into her part of natural creation, she came forth as a part of the human race.
Yes.
Brother Branham said what? Satan knew that her blood would mingle. Do you need that? The beast was so close to a human being and yet was pure animal that he could reason and talk. You remember Brother Branham? He said he had a place for a soul, but he didn't have it. But now he's still got all this other. Watch. He was an upright creature and was somewhat in between a chimpanzee and a man, but closer to a man. He was so close to being human that his seed could and did mingle with that of the woman, causing her to conceive. That's Exposition of the Church Ages, page 98. Spoken Word's original seed, paragraph 53 through 56. She got in a hurry, and what did she do? She crossed her seed. But I have no problem talking about a woman in a seed. She don't have no seed. He not no problem using the word. She mingled it with a serpent seed. And when she did, what did she bring forth? She brought forth a child of death. Brought forth a child of death. You must be born again. Paragraph 55. How could one corruptible thing bring another good thing out of a corruptible? You get it? Excuse me. Yeah. How could one corruptible thing bring another good thing out of a corruptible? You have to listen to what he's saying, right? Seeing that man is born of a woman is full of sorrow and trouble, yet he cometh forth like a flower. He fadeth away. No, but who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. You stick your bucket down into a bucket in water and it's got maggots and stagnated. You pull it back, pour it up, pull it back, you still got it. You can't change things, right? Do you know that a man is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble? Did you know that because that we're born of that tree from the Garden of Eden of death, that we've got to die? We're the fruit of our mother's womb, and we have to die. We have to separate this life. All right? It's important that the man wants to die. Questions and Answers, 1961. So Jesus, he said Jesus was just a man. Listen. And so was Jesus just a man. Jesus was just a man. He was born of a woman, had to die. Is that right? He was a man. Had to eat and drink and hungered and thirsted and everything, just as a human as we are. Now, why did he have to die? He had to have a beginning. He had a beginning. Jesus, the flesh man, not the spirit man, not the God in the man. Jesus was a man. He was born of a woman. You know why he was born of the woman? To cleanse the wound. He was born of a woman to cleanse a wound. What else could do it? He didn't take away the total perversion. He took away the spiritual. But he was born of a woman to cleanse a wound. Come on, sisters. Why is it called, in your terminologies, the crying of the wound? Do you know that? Once a month? Okay. The crying of the wound. Listen. You say, well, what are you getting at? I'm getting at this right here. Questions and Answers, 62, paragraph 75. Then there had to be one come without sex. Now, if sex wasn't the first thing, why did they have to have one in sex to redeem the human race? If sex wasn't their thing, why did you have to have one in sex? Now, you don't get the whole story, because you know what, Brother Branham. There was no sex act to bring Christ. Now, you know the story, so don't run off in the haywire. Listen to what he said. Why didn't he just bring one down the corridors? That's what your prophet is saying. And said, here's the just one that thinks right. He's got it up there. It had to come through sex, come through woman, because that's where it come in the first place. Through sex brought unrighteousness, and through sex brought righteousness. You're not talking about sex like God having sex with Eve. You know better than those things. He's emphasizing where it come from. From the womb. Death is cause of sin of the woman. Come through the woman and not the man. By her way of living her life. And by her, all death comes. Her way of giving life is death. That's marriage and divorce, paragraph 213. Then what are you talking about? What are you getting at? There's only one blood. And he created all man of the one blood. There's not a blood for man and a blood for the beast. You got to put them together. Whether you like it or not, you explain how it's done without it. Because the species won't mix if they're two different ones. So the beast, what was he? Of the bloodline of the human race. Okay. You explain it if it's not. And by being the bloodline of the human race, Eve having the egg. Right? The beast supplying the sperm, germ, etc. It brought forth a baby. It brought Cain. Eve had a egg. And she had a relationship with Adam that brought forth Abel. Right? Beast gone. Can't find him. Don't leave him no species. Don't leave him no ability to mix. Throwed him into the animal race totally. Right? Made him a snake. Come on, they was already snakes before they created. Before he went with the beast, there was already a chain link coming down a snake. He just throwed him into the snake doings and totally changed his whole being, not just his makeup outwardly, but his whole bloodline to where you could never find it. Science cannot find that missing link because they don't know where to look for what God done with it. He totally annihilated it. But Brother Branham said Satan knew that if he could get that beast to Eve, things would take place. Because, I don't know where you're following me or not, Eve was part of the human race. Now listen to why your prophet keeps emphasizing. He said the other animals, the female, was a separate creation. Come on, right? Male dog, female dog, separate creation. No way for it to fall. It won't mix with another race back. Cat, dog can't mix. But to the female, she was not made as an original creation of her own species. She was part of Adam. So when whatever happened to Eve, the whole human race fell. That's my whole point. Whether you believe or not, that's all I'm talking about. What happened with Eve destroyed the human race. Brought it to death. Brought it to a situation that death comes by the wound. Life don't come by the wound of a woman. Death comes by that wound. Oh yeah, natural life does. Don't go crazy with me. Natural life comes to the wound, but what is it? It's dead. Why? Because it's hybrid. Now, may I back up a little this morning? How come it'd be hybrid? See, then you'll see that Cain and Abel both were hybrid. Because once that wound was polluted, there was nothing could come from that wound except death. Even Christ coming through it would have to be doomed to death. Well, see, he chose to do that. To come through the wound. Not if he had anything to do with Eve, had anything to do with him, the eggs and things. No. No, he had to come through the wound. I read it to you. Why didn't he just sing it down on the corridors and just forget it? He had to come through the sex, come through woman, because that's where it come in the first place. Questions and Answers, 1962. All right. Now to our thoughts. Did he made of one, made all man of one blood? Do you need them from Brother Branham? I'll be glad to give them to you. I've got about five where he says it. You know, there's not but that one blood. The Bible said of one blood. Of one blood he created all man. All right. So Eve had to be part of Adam. Not a separate creation. It's a wonderful story. The other animals were separate in creation. He created one, he created the other. But when it come to that, he couldn't do it. Why? Because he's got to have a way to bring it into the human race to make the race fall. If Eve was a species of her own, are you listening? Then Adam could stand back and say, but do we? Get out of here, take another rib, and make me a wife. Right? But the whole human race, once Adam had relationship with Eve, the whole human race was polluted. Everybody then, the prophet said, is a hybrid. That's why you got to be born again. You're born in sin from Eve's sin. I love it on Spoken Words, Reading of Seed. I got it in here somewhere where Brother Brown, he said, being born of the Word and Spirit brings it back like it should have been in the beginning. He said, I just caught that. It was something to him that opened up. Because you see, we've got to be born again by the spiritual part. May I quote the prophet without reading it? He said, we are all hybrid. He said, but we don't have to be hybrid anymore. He said the new birth takes care of a hybriding. Because you know what the new birth does? Puts us back like Adam in the garden. When Adam was standing with eternal life in his soul, but a body and a spirit that was of time elements. That's exactly the way we stand tonight by the new birth. Only in a greater, higher form, because Adam was impartation. We come by birth. We don't have to talk about being hybrid anymore. But I hope to God that you'll think about what I've said today. Not to try to look around and, you know, old Brother Dale, he kind of looks like a monkey. I've seen a lot of people that really did make, you didn't have to put him up. You didn't have to fix him up and make him look like a monkey. Right? Most of us act like a monkey anyway. But see, church, the new birth takes away our high breeding. Isn't that wonderful? That no matter how bad the breeding was, to come through the wound. Because remember what I was trying to explain this morning. You got Noah as one person. Try to split your lineage there and come down. Oh, we got it, Brother Dale. I've heard preachers. They just preach it. They bring it down, and they bring poor old Ham. And they say, look at what Ham done. See, it had something to do with his daddy. Because he saw his daddy's nakedness. And we think it might have been the woman. It might have been Adam's wife. His wife that he was looking at. Noah's. It might have been, some kind of a a homosexual act or some kind of doing that Ham done. You ain't even got no spirituality. Show me one scripture that Ham was cursed. Now, Ham done it, whatever what was done, right? If it was just looking at his mama or looking at his dad and him naked and laughing at him or whatever it was. The Bible doesn't say that Ham was cursed. It says that Ham's descendants was cursed. It said your descendants shall be servants. Why didn't it say Ham, you and your descendants? Well, see, they didn't want to follow Ham. Ham comes down this way, and Ham is in Moabites. And Ham is... You better be careful, because Moabites was... I thought Moabites come from Lot and his daughters. You see, we get it all in a beautiful picture, and everybody just glory, hallelujah. I'd never seen that. It was Ham that brought it down. How would you like to hear what your prophet said? How it got here. Let's see if I can find it. If you don't, I'll quote it. I got it somewhere. Well, can I quote it? I got it laying here. If you want it, I'll be glad to find it. You know that Brother Branham said, how did that seed get across the ark? Ham, Shem, and Japheth. All born from right parents. What about a statement of Jacob and Esau coming from holy parents, as he said? You know where he said that got across the ark? He said it come over in the women. Okay, now we got it. Oh, glory. We got it figured out. It come over in the women. One of them, Ham, Shem, or Japheth's wife, got pregnant before they entered the ark. By one of them beasts. Oh, we got that figured out. How long was they on the ark? According to my understanding, it's over a year. Well, let's say it was Ham's wife. And she sneaked around right before they got in the ark. There's no record of any babies born in the ark. And they was there a year. So I guess you have long-term babies or something back then, you know. See, everybody's got it all figured out. But it won't fit nothing scripturally. Brother Branham said it come over in the women. What? Their wound. Yep. Exactly right. Once the wound of Eve was polluted, anything that came from there was polluted. Right. And anything that came from there is a hybrid. Abel was just as hybrid as Cain was. If not, why did Abel have to offer a sacrifice? Well, he just done it because he wanted to. Yeah. Okay. What about it? You see, church, we think we've got it all figured out. Until we see the real thing. Okay. They don't have it on the screen, but it's in the message called The Serpent Seed, paragraph 195. Now Noah and his sons, which come out, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, come out in the righteous line. Come out in the righteous line. How did the seed ever get over? The seed come over in the ark. Just like it did in the beginning through the woman, their wives. They carried the seed of Satan through the ark, just as Eve packed the seed of Satan to give birth to Cain through the woman. Okay? What do you think about it? What do you think about the lines and the things that we talk about? Eve had to be part of the human race, not another original, not another creation. She was part of that original creation. And by being that, once the beast, the contact was made, she perverted the whole human race. She made the whole human race a hybrid. I didn't say those things. Your prophet said, we are hybrid from the original. Oh, of course. Now, Brother Branham wasn't hybrid. Well, now you determine what you want to on what he said, we. That's up to you. But what are you going to try to make him something? Make him what he is, a prophet of God that brought the message of the hour to you and I. But what is really the seed? It's not the seed of the beast. See, you don't talk about in the Bible the seed of the beast. Why? Because that's normal. I mean, that's settled. Come on. If it's not settled in your mind, what do you got? The seed of the beast was a simple fact. Because the seed of the beast never continued no further than Cain, in that he had no more offspring. He was the father of one child. Then whatever was his lineage come through Cain. Adam had many children. Oh, I know what the preacher says. If we're born of Adam, we can be saved. But if we're born of the beast, we can't be saved. Now that sounds beautiful. But you know what that does? That puts fear in the people's mind in the congregation.
That's right. That's it.
Yep. What if I'm one of them beasts? Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's right.
I think I'll have my lineage run back. I think I'll have my lineage run all the way back. Well, welcome to it. It only goes so far. Huh? Try it out. Spend all your money trying to figure it all out. Oh, I found out. My direct descendants was from Judah. That's a good one, ain't it? Well, if your descendants was from Judah, then you got to pull Tamar in there. That was an act of adultery. Your prophet said, I didn't. He said a predestinated seed can't come from an act of adultery. I didn't make them statements. But I can't help it that I can read. So then we've gone wrong. Who was it? Jacob and Esau from... Who was that from? Isaac and Rebekah. And Brother Brown said, both holy parents. Don't try to run no line down through the Bible with them lineages. Come on, what are you going to do with Rahab the harlot? Come on, folks. You got Rahab the harlot, and for Rahab the harlot come David. Ain't that right? Am I got my lineage right coming down? Jesse and then David. What about it? Well, we got it all figured out. Figured out what? Why don't you just look in the mirror when you get home and say, hey, old hybrid, how you doing? I ain't doing, my family's pure. Bless God, I know where my family lineage come from. Everybody come from Noah. Come on. I want to be from Abraham. Your natural goes to Noah. Right? Abraham is a faith seed. Well, I don't know where I want to be of Abraham because he was a, no, he wasn't no Jew. He was a Gentile. See, we go haywire. How can you justify Rahab the harlot and what was it, the Israeli, or what you would call it, Israel, the guy that married her, married one of the mighty men of the army. Yeah. And out of there come all of them things. You can't explain it. So you might as well forget it and enjoy it. You know what? Well, is there any hope for anybody? No. Outside of Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Because what do I care what this is? I've always said it. I don't care if I could prove my lineage goes straight back to the beast from Cain's side. What would be the problem? The new birth takes care of that. Where's Ryan? Ryan, you just remember one thing. You can't impute sin over the token. You may have a problem with your body. And justifiably, it is a point that things will be handed down. But why can't you pray and it not be brought down? You mean the blood is okay to save us, but the blood is not okay to stop us of disease from coming down from one to another? Come on, folks. You say, yeah, but so many generations has had cancer, Brother Dale. And ain't you afraid? No. Because I'm believing the blood of Jesus Christ. Right? What does the Bible say? He visits iniquity. What is it? It's to 10 generations, right? Or something like that. 40 years. 400 years, excuse me. 40 to the, that's 10 generations. But why don't you quote the rest of the Bible? Have you ever read this one? That he visits righteousness to 1,000 generations. 10 generations, 400 years, working out to be what? 4,000? 400,000. Okay, we get the right number. But what about? Okay, 400,000, but back up to where we're talking about the other. 10 generations, 40 years to a generation would be 400 years. Well, he that's all the devil can do with us. But God takes it for 1,000 generations. 400,000 years? Is that the way it is or something like that? Or 40,000? Are we getting to 40,000? Okay, hey, we got the numbers. Okay, I'm not a good mathematician. But listen. I will remind you that we ain't been on the world 6,000 years yet. According to that, we may be pushing a point, entering the seventh. But if we're going to believe the Bible, it's somewhere in the 7,000 years. And we got a long ways to go about that righteousness. So you know what? Righteousness can go all the way back up into heaven. Back up into that eternities, we got somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 off of 400,000, or 4,000, 40,000, okay. We're coming down to 34,000 years. That's a long time. What do we think about it? See, we don't have to be hybrid. Our soul, now you're going to listen to this for a second. Our soul being coming into the world the way it did and lost, come hybrid. Whether you like it or not, your body, spirit, and soul, you're hybrid from the original creation. But the new birth starts in the soul to take away the high breeding for the soul, making us back like Adam in the garden. The change of the body and spirit will take place, not exchange, not getting another one, but this body redeemed,
amen.
It'll take care of that.
Amen.
No more high breeding. What is it? No longer can it be said that the mother and daddy, what is it? Eat grapes and the children's teeth were on edge. That can't be said anymore. Like I said the other day about it. They said, Brother Branham, can an illegitimate child go into rapture? He says, no. Now what if, do you know that you're not illegitimate? Because remember, 400 years. You want to tackle that one? All right. 400 years I'd have to deal with it to find out what was right. Ain't going to deal with none of it. I'm going to praise God for the truth. An illegitimate baby, yes, because it would not go in the change and up and things. But what if that illegitimate baby grows up to be a born-again Christian? It is no longer illegitimate. You're looking at flesh. I'm looking at spirit. It cannot be. So then I don't worry about it. The change will take care of all this high breeding. It'll take care of all of the perversion. And I can stand before God. When an illegitimate child grows up to be a, comes to the age of accountability and gets born again, and it's not illegitimate anymore.
Right. Amen.
Come on, musicians. Think on these things. What does it matter if we're hybrid? Because we're all hybrid. Now, may I quote Brother Branham, as all of you would know the quote that goes with all of it. He said, that's why a black man, a white man, a Chinese, or any nation you want to name, they can give each other a blood transfusion. And as I said, they don't go in and ask you, when you go in to give the blood, now you may have to fill out paper, get off of it. But they don't come up and say, well, the main thing we want to know today is we want to know to make sure that you are of the Caucasian race. Because we're only going to give your blood to Caucasians because that's the only one that'll mix with. I've got my own version of the word Caucasian. How many of you remember what it is? We're a concoction. Caucasian is a concoction. The black people can run their roots back to Africa. We can't run ours nowhere. We're a concoction. We're a mixed up race. Nothing good in none of us. Nothing good in none of us at all. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
41 Sproul.
I pray you'll go home. I didn't have no ways. I've been trying to think about how to express what I see. And I pray that it was brought across enough to for you to understand. The reason that the fall could fall upon mankind is because Eve was part of mankind. Now, had she been a separate creation, she wouldn't have been part of mankind. Right? She wouldn't have been part of the human race if she'd have been a separate creation. Like the animals, male and female. But she wasn't made a separate creation. She was made in the original creation. So all you got to do is remember, let's just get the original creation redeemed. And it'll take care of everything, right? What do we got? Go ahead.
41. Wings of the Dove.
Noah had drifted on the floods many days. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he's had some, but not
from above. He gave him his time.
See, Jesus barred the wound to where he could be a redeemer. But the wound never perverted him. It didn't pollute him. It just meant that he would die. But the wound is what polluted us.
On the wings of a dove.
Remember what I was bringing out this morning?
Jesus.
Mix a hound with a beagle. You got a hybrid. It can't breed back.
He was born in.
But we have the ability to be able to breed back. Starting by the new birth. Starting with that inward being. He makes that inward being eternal. Starts working out. Working from the inside out. To bring us back to the original creation. That we should have been had it not come a fall.
On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove.
Next time you see Brother Forney, blame him for me having to preach today. You just tell him, said, you should have been there. This is all his fault. I'll tell him when I see him. We all love Brother Forney, right? I love anybody that has a positive attitude. Somebody that has an attitude about him that's positive.
On the wings of a dove.
This is the way Brother Forney and I talk a lot of times. We were going down the road one day, going hunting, and something came up about young girls and things and people, marriages and things. I made a statement to him, and he just froze. He said, do you believe that? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've always believed it. We said, I don't know of anybody to talk to about it. We spent hours then talking about it. You know what the statement was? I said, listen, brother, our God is a great God. And I warn you girls now. I said, they go out and they do wrong and they sell their virginity to somebody. I said, you'll pay the rest of your life. But I said, if you hold yourself in purity and keep it where you can give it to that man, you know, on the wedding night, I said, it's a wonderful thing. And this was the statement. He said, Brother Dale, what about a girl that got raped? I said, Brother, a girl that got raped, that she didn't cause it to happen. She was raped. I said, she's a virgin as much as any virgin that's ever been in the world. Because it was not her fault. He said, do you really believe that? I said, yes, sir. Because you tell me how you're going to blame her. Wasn't her fault. I'll tell you, even as Brother Branham said, a woman marry a man, she's a virgin when he marries her. If her husband dies, she marries again. Brother Branham said, she's still a virgin. Do you need that? God is wonderful. He's not an unjust God. He knows the truth. Tell your kids the truth.
keep them lined up with the truth and talk to them about these things. You'd be surprised maybe how many people out in the world, maybe people on the internet, maybe that's the way I'm saying it, maybe some people out on the internet, some girls are thinking about, well, I got raped, I got, what am I? I'm no good anymore. As I said, if it wasn't your fault and they raped you, God counts you a virgin. Where do you think the Catholic Church got their idea? They say that if you come in, you've had men, you've done things wrong, but you come into them, they have the power to speak the virginity back into your wound. Where do you think they got that? That's why it's so careful in the Bible about things. Be careful what you teach your children and how you try to lead them, because they will be responsible. And you will be responsible for telling them. If you tell them the truth, then the truth can make us free. Right. Father, we don't know why sometimes maybe we'd say something. Maybe it's for somebody, for them to think about it. Now, I'm not the authority. They can talk to you about it, Lord. And they can just talk to you and find out what your word says. And they can see how that you can make them free, because they're not guilty of a lot of things. But even in the prophet bringing it on invisible union, he would bring it as though she'd never done it. Could be set free in a beautiful situation in your love and your grace. I pray that you would open our understanding, Lord, as we proceed now into the going into reading of foreknowledge and predestinations and the things and see what they consist of. That you'd help us with all of this background that we've tried to make to be able to understand the truth of your word. Be with everybody on the way home. Take care of us. Give us a safe journey. And let your love be with us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Well, I just want to take a little bit of time and shout glory, glory, glory. Lord, I just want to take a little bit of time and shout glory.